Maranatha, the Lord is coming again. We need to continue to prepare ourselves for this great event. Jesus says he will soon come again. And when he says soon, we do not know the day or the hour. We have looked at the first two terrors in the last days, which we were told there shall be three. But now between the second and the third terror, the writer of this book introduces us into the what we call God's final mystery, or God's plan for the end, or the final mystery of God, or the final plan of God is revealed. Chapter 10 of the book of Revelation is very critical, very, very, very important. And we need to understand it. If we fail to understand chapter 10, we may not be able to understand the rest of the chapters from there up to chapter 22. Now, this chapter 10 of the book of Revelation is only 11 verses. We do all of them together. We focus on understanding the final mystery of God that was revealed to John. The final mystery. The revealed mystery was sweet in the mouth of John, but the imprecation was sour in his stomach. He was told to eat what was revealed there. It is sour in his stomach because it concerns the eternal doom of hell for those who refuse to repent. Once again, I want to remind ourselves that the purpose of great tribulation is to be the final call. It's like the final call before destruction comes on earth. The destruction of earth will be called the lake of fire. We read this in chapter 20, the lake of fire. God also calls it the second death, or the death of the soul, the death of the spirit. To this very day, the spirit and the soul is alive in God. Even those who have not, who died without having Christ, the souls are somewhere. They are waiting for that judgment. But it is good for us to realize that the God is going to release his final plan. Look at what he uses this, and then he says, "Then I saw another angel," that's Revelation 20, "coming down from heaven, surrounded by a crowd, with a rainbow over his head. His face shone like the sun, and his feet were like pillars of fire. And in his hand was a small scroll that had been opened. He stood with his right hand on the sea. He stood with his right foot on the sea and his left on the land." Now, I want you to see this mighty angel who is used by God to bring the final revelation. And he comes from heaven wearing very glorious way, because he's coming from the presence of God. He's surrounded by a cloud. A cloud means many angels. He had a beautiful rainbow. And his face was shining like that of sun. His feet were like pillars of fire. Now, I want you to see something. about this angel. This angel had a small open scroll. We had seen this angel. We had seen this scroll sometimes. But with the moment, but when we were looking at this, it was already closed. And this angel, and this scroll, which we said is the title deed of the earth, which writes all the God's plan for the earth. But it was sealed in chapter 6. And remember, John was crying because he thought nobody would be able to open it. But he was told that the lamb will be able to do that. This lion of the tribe of Judah will be able to do that. And there was celebration. Now, here we see this scroll not sealed, but open. Meaning, we know what all the seven seal represents in chapter 6. We know all the horses that were coming and dealing and bringing judgment. So already we know those judgments, they are there. But now, this angel now come and was given this claw. It was open. It was known. It was in public domain. But look, he stood with his feet. One of his foot is on the sea. The sea represents the nations. And the left foot was on the land, represent Israel. Remember we said that the two groups that are going through tribulation are the Gentiles and the nations. And one of them is represented by the sea, the other one by the land. But the angel is standing on them, meaning he is coming to give the two the revealed truth, or revealed, called the mystery of God. What God wants to do from there henceforth. And so he gave a shout like the roar of lion, and when he shouted, the seven thunders answered. Now, this angel who is bringing this scroll to John, he's shouting. But there are others, creatures called thunders. They were answering. And when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write what I had, but I heard a voice from heaven saying, keep secret what the seven thunders said and do not write it down. Now, that's the number one thing I want us to realize. A few things that we want to comprehend here. One is that when this great angel came and he shouted, other creatures called thunders were now shouting, and John wanted to write. Then he was told, don't write. Don't write anything. And he had this voice from heaven. He was told, keep secret what the seven thunders said and do not write it down. Why don't you write it down? He was not supposed to write these secrets, what we are calling the mysteries, because it was already time. Let me take you to the book of Daniel. When Daniel he saw the mysteries of God many years, Daniel was told to write, because he was told that the mystery is for another day. He was told there's a time between the time I'm giving you this mystery, preserve it. But in the time of John, he was told, don't write, because time for this mystery to be accomplished, to be implemented, is here. He was told, don't write, but do something. He was told to do something. What was he told to do? He was told to eat the scroll. That scroll, he was told to, oh, to look at verses 7, no, 8. Then the voice from heaven spoke to me, said, go and take the scroll, the open scroll. That is, you know what it is. There's judgment there from the scroll, from the head of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land. He is there for the Jews and for the Gentiles. So I went to the angel and I told him to give me the scroll, small scroll. Yes, take it and eat it. He said, it will be sour as honey in your mouth, but it will turn sour in your stomach. So I took the small scroll from the hand of the angel and I ate it. It was sweet in my mouth, but when I swallowed it, it turned sour in my stomach. Then I was told, you must prophesy again about the many peoples, nations, languages, and the king. You see, we discover that this angel is bringing an open scroll, which is not supposed to be written because it's open. No more secrets. That is, God is saying, I do not have any more secrets. The secrets are revealed. And when he wanted to write, he was told, don't write. But he was told to eat. And he ate it. Eating is a symbol of reading it, of understanding it for him, so that he can be able to prophesy. And so he was told to eat, number one. And then when he ate it, then he was told, when you eat it, it will be sweet in your mouth, but sour in your stomach. Meaning that the information given in this scroll is, it will be very sweet. Very sweet in the sense that it will be a time for God's people to be rewarded. They were told to delay no more. In other words, whatever God has intended would happen, would happen. And one of the things that would happen is to repay all the righteous people, people who have maintained the mark of the Lamb. They're to be repaid. That's why it is very sweet. So when you understand what God is going to do in the last days for the people who love him, for his children, it's very sweet as you eat. But number two, when it settles in the stomach and you realize that on the same plan, God is going to judge nations and masses of people without God, and they will go to the lake of fire. It is very sour. Very sour indeed. And that's what these men did. He was told, don't write, but eat it. And he did that. Then he was told, go prophesy. Go speak to the nations. Tell the nations what I have just said, because it will come to pass. Those who have done well shall be rewarded. In the book of Revelation 22 says, he's coming and his reward is in his mouth, to reward everybody according to what they have done. Those who have done good, they'll be rewarded. Those who have done evil, they'll be rewarded with the lake of fire. And so it is sweet to know what God is going to do to those who love him, but it is sour. So even as he prophesied, that message had mixed messages. God help us to understand the mystery of God. Even before the seventh trumpet is sounded, you have intended to give us, to tell us there's no more mystery. You've given what you want to do in the last days. Father, we call all the people who have not known you, help them to come to you, that this day will not get to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.